the Tulsa Livestock Show today, speaking with Amanda Schnorr. She is our judge for the steer show today. So kind of tell us what you were looking for out there in the ring.
It's hard. When we get to a state fair, the quality of livestock is just increased in terms of depth. So it makes it a little more particular. I like cattle that are really good looking. I like cattle that are stout and sound structured. It's kind of opposite of what we look in terms of the feedlot. More show ring presentation is a lot when it comes to sorting these steer shows, but mainly a good looking stout one, which is hard to have that combination of all that.
Did you find any today?
Yeah, I thought it was excellent. I thought these young people did an extremely good job. They've done their homework. They knew what to bring me, and so it was kind of fun to see that because there was a lot of ones that fit what I personally like. So,
and you've traveled from California, so tell us a little bit about the difference. Like, when you're judging cattle, do you see different cattle in different necks of the woods, or are you always kind of looking for the same thing?
It's kind of funny. This is my fourth state fair of the year, and no matter where you are in the country, it's different. And I try to keep the same things that I like in terms of quality and look and design and built structure and stoutness. Those are those things I look for. But yeah, we do see different types and kind in certain parts of the country. But you'd have to say when you get to Oklahoma, you're always going to see the quality that you look in the show ring aspect. So it was fun to sort today.
And you mentioned a little bit about, you know, how hard it is for the kids to be able to get these, you know, steers and all the livestock to the show, and also to keep hair on them this time of year.
I grew up doing this, and so the work ethic that these young people are gaining is unbelievable. I mean, from early mornings to late nights and not being able to do things with their friends there in the show barn, there's no other event that makes these kids have this competition, but at the same time, the work ethic. I mean, let's be honest, there's competition for the rest of your life. No matter if you're applying for a job or if you're playing sports, you have competition from here on out. And so showing livestock in particular steers is something that they're going to keep it, those treasures that they've learned, work ethic, late nights, hard hours. They're going to have that for the rest of their life, and they got it from showing livestock.
Now, they're doing a little bit different this year. So how has it been a little bit weird for you to know who might be the grand, but you can't actually slap it or say it just yet? Because we're waiting for the big night tonight.
Yeah, it's a little, I'll be honest with you, I'm struggling with it. I understand the outcome of why we're doing it, but I think them cattle are going to go back and change a lot. So I told them that we might be changing the opinion tonight because them kids are going to go back to their stalls and they're not going to give up. They're still wanting that champion ribbon. So it'll be interesting to see what these cattle come back to and looking like tonight.
Well, thanks for visiting with us. I know you've got a really hard job ahead of you.
Yeah, maybe put my feet up for a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah, because you're actually carrying a baby while you're judging others.
Yeah. It's a little harder this time than normal, so.
We'll let you get off your feet. Thank you so much.
Thank you.